So we don't normally talk about celebrities here, but Justin Bieber has announced that half his face is currently paralyzed because of a virus. I mean, that's the excuse that his doctors told him. Of course, almost everybody suspects that this is due to the vaccine. And the good news for Justin Bieber is that this kind of Bell's palsy side effect, which is really what he's describing, is usually temporary and the body recovers. So I don't think that Justin Bieber is going to be permanently paralyzed from this, but it's also potentially a pretty big wake-up call because, well, you know, if you take the vaccine and the vaccine contains, you know, nerve-damaging, nerve-attacking spike proteins, then you shouldn't be surprised when you have neurological damage. You know, some people have a loss of hearing, a loss of a sense of smell, a loss of taste, or distortions in their sense of smell. Some people smell rotting meat all the time now. Like everywhere they go, it's just rotting meat, rotting meat, rotting. I mean, that's what the vaccine did to them. I mean, that's freaky, but that's what can happen with selective neurological damage. Now, a lot of people who lost their sense of smell and taste, by the way, got it back. And I know someone who lost their sense of smell and taste for, seems like it was almost 6 months. And then it came back because the body recovered. Other people have permanent damage. And a lot of people are suffering permanent loss of smell and taste and so on. This is all, again, it's all due to the vaccine. Because the vaccine is engineered as a biological weapon. Well, wait a minute. I should correct myself. It's not 100% due to the vaccine because some people are losing their sense of smell from the bioweapon itself. So what I should say correctly is that it's 100% due to the vaccine bioweapons industry, which releases a bioweapon. You know, they build a gain of function bioweapon. And then they release it, and that hurts people in a certain way. And then they release the vaccine, and then that hurts more people. So it all goes together. You know, the vaccine and the bioweapon are sort of designed together, and then they're released back to back in order to accomplish essentially the same thing, which is the mass extermination of humanity, but also economic control, lockdowns, medical tyranny, you know, so on and so forth. So really, what we are seeing here in Justin Bieber is the result of a biological weapon. And, you know, Eric Clapton came out and told the truth when he lost his sense of, well, his hands were going numb and they were tingling. And he thought he was never going to be able to play music again, which would be catastrophic for someone like Eric Clapton, obviously. But, and that was all due to artificial clotting caused by the vaccine. And Eric Clapton came to realize that. And then he recorded a song and told the truth about the vaccines. And then that's when, you know, he got blacklisted from everything and attacked by the media for telling the truth, because that's what happens when you tell the truth these days. You get viciously attacked. But Eric Clapton realized what happened and he tried to warn others, whereas Justin Bieber, it seems, has not yet realized what actually happened to him. He doesn't really know what's been going on. But reportedly, his girlfriend has also suffered blood clots. And the question comes up, will Justin Bieber suffer blood clots, or is his blood already clotting? So my advice to Justin Bieber is you should go get an MRI, dude, and you should see if you have clots forming throughout your body, because according to the sources that I'm talking to and that I'm interviewing, including a mortician and a physician and other people like Dr. Jane Ruby and various other people that I'm in touch with, a whole lot of people who are vaccinated are walking around with blood clots right now, and the clots are getting bigger. And so literally millions of people in America are going to die from blood clots caused by the vaccines, and they are right now pretty much the walking dead. In other words, they're on the path to dying from blood clots. And the shocking thing about these blood clots, which I'm going to cover this in more detail in a separate podcast and interview, is that these clots do not respond to normal anti-clotting medication, such as heparin or Coumadin, for example. So if someone shows up at the ER and they're suffering a major blood clot, let's say, and it's just lost, you know, circulation through their femoral artery, let's say, you know, which is, I think, the biggest artery in your body. And, you know, some people are having that completely blocked, 100% blockage after taking the vaccine. If you show up at the ER with a clot like that, they hit you with these drugs. And normally the drugs dissolve the clots, because normally blood clots are kind of jelly-like. I mean, they're not normally hard plugs. They're kind of jelly-like. They're kind of like, have you ever, I don't know, I don't want to make this gross, but if you ever had a bloody nose and then it kind of half kind of congealed and then you had to blow your nose again and kind of like a lumpy chunk of blood came out. Have you ever had that? I mean, sorry to be so graphic, but that's a blood clot. Okay. And when your blood hits the open air, it's supposed to clot. That prevents you from bleeding out. So your blood has blood clotting factors in it. Fibrinogen, for example. Fibrinogen is in your blood, and under the right circumstances, your blood clots to stop you from bleeding. And if you don't have that function working, then you are a hemophiliac, right? And you can bleed out and die from a simple cut or bruise or something. So your blood has to have blood clotting factors in it in order to save your life. But it appears that whatever's in the vaccines is either causing these clotting factors to artificially hyperclot, you might say, or the mRNA shots are instructing your body to build proteins that themselves clot into these entirely new clot structures that doctors have never seen before. These clots are qualitatively different from the clots that people have seen before. That's the big, big news that, again, I'm going to cover this separately. They are qualitatively different. They do not respond to drugs, and they are hard, fibrous, stringy clots. And I have some of these clots in a vial, not in my body, thank God, but in a vial that were sent to me. And they're pretty gross. It's kind of nauseating to look at these things. You're like, ugh, little gag reflex going on there. But these clots are, they look like somebody wove together hard strings and they've created a bundle, like a string bundle. And these strings are tough. There's nothing jelly-like in these clots. They are durable. I mean, it's almost like someone was trying to make, you know, cordage or something, you know, like string for outdoor camping use or something. That's what these clots are like. They're very, very tough. They're very fibrous. And they do not respond to drugs. So essentially what's happening is, because of these vaccines, there is now appearing an entirely new class of clots that doctors have never seen before, never in the history of medicine and never in the history of, you know, coroners or morticians or whatever the proper term is for people who look at dead people. I mean, you know, who process their bodies for funerals and so on, you know, embalmers, I guess, maybe that's the right term. And one embalmer told me that he was lifting a body of a dead woman. I think she was only 37 years old, who had died from, you know, the sudden adult death syndrome, obviously, you know, vaccine blood clots. And he had lifted her onto the table, and he said there was some blood pooling in her lower cranium. And for some reason, this blood just spilled out. I don't know if he was doing an incision or what, but she obviously wasn't, you know, dead long, but this blood spilled out, okay, and it was on the table. And he said this blood, like the blood of so many other people that he has seen with this, you know, sudden death thing, it was full of chalk-like white particles. He said it was like chalk in the blood. They were white particles. Now, that is not normal, folks. I mean, you know that. You shouldn't have chalky white particles in your blood. No, they're not white blood cells. White blood cells are not that big, and you can't see them with the naked eye, and they don't look like chalk. I mean, you have white blood cells in your blood, but your blood is still red looking, or it should be. But he's seeing white chalky blood. These white chalk-like particles, when they connect, they create the fibrous strands that are these heavy-duty blood clots. In fact, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, if you have a flat tire and there are tire plug kits, and I always carry one with me in order to fix, you know, problems with tires on the road. And these are very resilient, tough fibers also, these whatever these little plugs are. And that's kind of what these blood clots are like. They're like tire plugs, but in your body. And once you have them, and they can be very, very small, and they can lodge themselves into capillaries, once you have them, you can't get rid of them, apparently. Like, there's no known treatment. Now, perhaps there's something from a dietary point of view that could work. I mean, Eric Clapton, his blood clots went away. So obviously, in some cases, for some people, there's something that can be done to eliminate these clots. You know, thank God. But we don't yet know what that is. Maybe it's maybe Eric Clapton was taking a certain nutrient. Maybe he was drinking a certain superfood or something. Maybe he was eating, I don't know, you know, turmeric or something. I mean, what thins the blood? Maybe he was taking fish oils, right? Maybe he was eating healthy olive oil. We got to figure out what can dissolve these things, obviously. We don't know the answer yet. Although I'm thinking about taking the clots that I have in my possession and running some interesting little lab tests on them using different substances to see if there's some substance that can just break them up. No, seriously. I mean, why not? Why not just try this? Remember, I built the old digestion simulator back in 2013 to test heavy metals absorption by different nutrients. And in that experiment, I ended up creating two patents out of that. One patent is called Cesium Eliminator, and you can look it up in the U.S. Patent Office. And, you know, my name is, I mean, I'm the owner of the patent, and it teaches you how to eliminate radioactive cesium from your body using certain dietary supplement nutrients. And it's more than 99% effective, by the way. So I've done this kind of thing before. Now I'm wondering what dissolves these clots. So if I can stomach it, maybe I'll give this a shot and see if I can. I'm going to need a lot of clot material, frankly. I'm going to need to collect a lot of blood clots, you know, and then try all kinds of different nutrients in these vials with these kind of automatic agitation cycles and see if we can figure out what can dissolve these clots. But let's see. I mean, we'll have to try to mimic the composition and pH of blood plasma. And yeah, I'm just thinking out loud. I'll have to do a little research on blood plasma and see like how we can make kind of simulated blood plasma. We have to have the right, you know, mineral balance, electrolytes, a certain amount of, you know, water and so on. But anyway, maybe I'll do that. And maybe we'll come up with an answer that could help save lives. In the meantime, Justin Bieber's face is half paralyzed, and he's not going to be singing about peaches out of Georgia for the moment. But I do wish him well, and I believe he's going to recover from this. I think he will. And I pray that Justin Bieber realizes that this was a vaccine injury. And I pray that he uses his voice, both his singing and his speech, to warn others about the dangers of vaccines. That would be something really amazing. Of course, his musical career would be ended if he dared utter the truth about vaccines. But then again, once you become aware of this information, how can you not tell others? You have an obligation to tell others. All of us do. That's why I tell others. So those are my thoughts on the subject. I want to thank you for listening. And be sure to check out my free audiobooks. You can download them right now for free. I've got several of them. If you go to naturalnews.com and up top, you can click on audiobooks and you'll see all the books. There's Survival Nutrition. There's Resilient Prepping. There's Ghost World. There's The Contagious Mind and some other books there as well. I do a lot of audiobooks and I give them away for free. The Global Reset Survival Guide. That's pretty cool. So inform yourself, get those for free. Again, it's at the very top of naturalnews.com. And I want to thank you for listening today. God bless you. Take care. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.